Welcome to our June 4, 2024 weekly devotional. The scripture says in Mark 4:22, "For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light." That's Yeshua speaking. And then he said, "If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear," in Mark 4:23. What is Yeshua saying, if anyone has ears? What kind of ears? As the people, a great multitude, whom he was speaking, were listening to him teach the parable of the soils, into which a sower had gone out to sow seed. As Mark chapter 4 is the parable of the sower sowing seed in various kinds of soil, and the consequences of the soil, condition of their hearts, was affecting the same seed differently, yielding different results. As for my comment, the seed here is the word of Yahweh, Torah principles, always good seed, but it is the recipient's duty to take to heart the importance of the Torah seed, its truth, which is the only truth. Unless what one hears agrees with the Torah, it is not good seed. In fact, not hearing the Torah blocks one's prayers. It says in Proverbs 28:9, "One who turns away his ear from hearing the law, the Torah, even his prayer is an abomination." This is part of the mystery, as the hidden provisions in the Torah are revealed only to the one who has willing ears. And when only the disciples were alone with him, they asked about the parable. He said, "To you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside, all things come in parables, so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them." Mark chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. What does this mystery of the kingdom of God have to do with us? What determines our being inside, knowing and understanding, as opposed to being outside? I think it is our understanding of the biblical definition of the word "hear." Remember, the words you and I read in our Bibles in the New Testament were not published to those of Yeshua's time. So if you render the word "hear" into its ancient cultural and biblical meaning, which of course it still applies today, the Hebrew word would normally be shema. It is not a suggestion, but a call to attention to take heed, hearken, obey, publish. As used in the Authorized Version 1,159 times, do you think Yeshua would have spoken to his people with uncertain words? I think his comments regarding the mystery of the kingdom of God was just that. Persons with hearing ears, a heart to know and obey, surely got the message. Paul tells the Colossians this in Colossians 1:26 and 27. "The mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Who would work against this revelation, this mystery, in order to keep us from the Torah's seed yielding its fruit in our lives, and to conceal the identity and purpose of the Messiah, who, if in us, is greater than the powers of darkness, the wicked one and his minions, who are now corrupting this world? Where are they working? Mostly in the information war we find ourselves immersed in daily. They want to fill our heart with the seed of corrupting tares, false concepts and lies, as Yeshua teaches in Matthew chapter 13. Yeshua said, "Beware of what you hear," in Mark 4:24. Why is that? If faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh, then what do you think comes from not hearing? And especially what comes if we ingest the wrong seed? In the end, it is a purposed choice. If you love me, keep my commandments, Yeshua said in John 14:15. To further solve the mysteries of the kingdom of God for us, Yeshua sent his Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, to be a witness of which seed we are about to ingest. If that seed is not of the Torah, then the tares will be identified when we compare it to the Torah. We can look to the Holy Spirit to confirm it to us, or reject it to protect us from the corrupt tares trying to get into our lives. Remember, good soil will try as hard to grow weed seed as it does good seed. That is why we need to understand the mystery of the kingdom of God. It surely is the seed that determines the fruit, as everything produces after its own kind, according to Genesis 1:11. All this mystery and hidden things discussion brings me to a larger, mysterious picture that is continuing to manifest itself in our world, that only those with ears to hear, I think, will understand, although it is of extreme importance that we believers comprehend and monitor its development. I have included a link to a Bill Cloud article called The Hidden Ones, which at the end of the last page includes a link to his companion article, The Revealing of the Sons of God, that expands upon its message. I hope you will read both articles, as they are very much a part of our hearing in the times in which we live. And our closing scripture says, At that time Yeshua answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes. Shalom and blessings to you.